NHS infection recently, I got this meat and stuff on, but it came off another dose. A super drug, which really cold stuff. It's about 2% alcohol. But it was just kind of all the right kind of yucky smells and flavors to make you think it was doing you good.
Yeah. Wow. If you guys, there's a Canadian brand called Buckley's. And it is the its whole slogan is it tastes awful but it works, and it tastes like you're drinking Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh.
And it is the worst tasting thing ever, but it's the most amazing brand of cough and flu products.
Mine was called Bell's Bronchial Balsam.
Ooh,
wow.
Bell's Bronchial Balsam.
Sounds very tree like. Did it taste like gin?
I think it was. I was a bar. I can't remember. There's a lot of bees in it. Anyway, obviously, make you feel like.
You
used to get a lot of medicine in those bottles now. Get everything in.
Everything's tinier now.
Yeah, but you used to get tablets and that in bottles like that. Yeah. But now it's all blister packs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just need to take it out. I hate cotton wool. See, my mother used to have a Cod Liver Oil bottle. Start every winter.
What?
Cod Liver Oil. We used to call it Cod Liver Oil when I was kids.
Oh, Cod Liver Oil, yeah.
But yeah, it was fine. But you got an orange sweet.
It's great when the capsules came out. Well, that's one thing we never did. We never did the whole Cod Liver Oil when you were a kid thing. No.
Didn't miss much.
No, I'm glad. Sounds terrible.
We just had vitamin C, orange sweeties. But sometimes they were nice vitamin C ones,
oh, yes.
And sometimes they were really foul
really
ones.
Nice ones.
It was the Halibut orange we had one winter.
Yes.
They were lovely. You kind of chew it.
Mm.
Really sweet.
Flintstones vitamins.
Yeah.
Those taste amazing. Your mom always had to yell at you and be like, only one. Only eating one of those. They're not candy.
What do they taste like candy? The other thing I remember when I was a kid was getting tonics. When my mother would decide you were looking under the weather, so she got a tonic from the chemist. It was always really vile. You used to take it for 10 days. It was never a week or 2 weeks. It was 10 days.
Some dragon's foot. Yeah. And
it always tasted fine. You never wanted to take it.
Oh.
At the end of it, my mother would go, "Let's see, it's done you good."
We'd always have our tablets broken up and put in a bit of honey on a spoon. That's how we have to take our tablets.
So I do it with dogs. Bit of cheese.
Yeah. I remember one time being sick as a kid, and I don't know why this stands out so much, but I remember getting this like medication, and it was this slurry of like thick pink cherry, and you had to actually, like, you could not get it out of the bottle. You had to like squeeze it out onto the spoon. And I was like, please don't make me take it. It's so awful. And the amoxicillin tastes like bananas.
Oh, it's like the antibiotic. Yeah.
Yeah, amoxicillin tastes. Yeah, it always tasted like bananas.
My father was very he was dying basically, but he couldn't get enough nutrition in, so they made him take this bottle. It was the pink stuff reminded me of, and it was basically pink stuff with oil in it, and it was just, he had to shake it and swallow it back as quick as possible. It was the only way to kind of get calories in it. Oh, he was just like, oh, I'm thinking, the man can't eat, he's got any appetite, you're making him drink this stuff.
It almost makes you wish they had like Boost and Sure and that kind of stuff back then.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you guys have those here, right? It's kind of like protein, high protein, vanilla or chocolate or strawberry
kind of
flavor.
Type
and it's got all the protein and vitamins and stuff.
He was on those
it.
As well. You could only drink one flavor.
Like the high protein stuff, yeah.
He was on a nasal tube. But my nephew Tommy's other grandfather had a cold, and his mum said to him, your granddad Liam won't be around tonight, he's not well. And she goes, oh, will he get a tube like Grandad Sean?